Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the 13th of March, 2024, and I have my blog post from this weekend that I wanted to read to you. The title of it is Slow Down. And boy, don't we all need to hear this. So here I go. Slow down. Walk in peace. Shut out the distractions of the world and go inside. To that oasis of love within your heart center, the essence of your being. Dear one, you are growing and beginning to catch glimpses of the essence of your being. You are one with the source. You are pure love, embodied at this time to help with the ongoing ascension upon this plane. Your connection is becoming stronger as you begin to remember who you are and from where you came. Your future is bright, for you are moving forward despite your fears that you have failed or are not worthy. Stop for a moment and take a deep breath. Imagine breathing in the loving essence of the divine, filling every cell of your physical body. Your true nature is one of spirit. What pulls you down is your belief that your physical body is who you are. Society tells you that you need to be and to act a certain way. Can you listen instead to that voice within your heart center? Slow down and allow the quiet peace of love to envelop and calm you. The more you grow, the more sensitive you will become to the noise around you. You will begin to question what you have believed for so many years. The truth is that all of the answers you seek lie within you. No one upon this plane knows you better than your inner self. You have grown enough to trust that inner self. Seek advice from others, but be discerning of what you hear. Sit quietly and reflect upon the advice given. Does it ring true for you? When you are so overwhelmed, you wish for someone to show you the way. You are unable to slow down enough to seek that guidance from within. But dear one, the more you practice, the easier and quicker it will be for you to hear that guidance from your inner voice. Remember that you are also guided through synchronistic events that occur in your life. If you move too quickly, you may miss the guidance that is being given to you from spirit. It is easier to follow the words of another, which may resonate with you, but they also may not. The key is to trust yourself and your inner guidance. If you question what you have been told, ask again. Be open to the possibilities for change. Yes, it is much easier and quicker to do what you have done in the past, the rote response to life. But if you take a breath and take the time to just be, other possibilities will begin to occur to you. Perhaps not during that quiet time, but soon after, as you move through your day, the aha moment will come. When it does, give gratitude for the answer to your problem. For dear one, often what is needed is to cease thinking about the problem so that the inspiration can bubble up from within. Constant chatter and worry block the flow of your inner voice. When you struggle, take a break and allow inner peace to rise within you with a few deep breaths. You hold your breath when you are angry or tense. Release your breath and connect to the mother. Send your fears down into the earth through the soles of your feet. She will gladly take them from you and help you free yourself. All are connected. All are one. You are part of a wondrous matrix of love. Walk away from the distractions that increase your anxiety. You carry that inner peace with you at all times. You can reach it anytime, anywhere. It begins with slowing down and taking a few deep breaths. You are loved. You are love incarnate, and you are being lifted by the love of other souls. Accept the gift they offer. Accept the gift of you. For you play an integral part in this physical world as it ascends into higher consciousness. Trust yourself. Love yourself. See yourself as we see you, a brave soul, here to love, to learn, and to remember that you are indeed one with all of thee. What a beautiful, beautiful message. Especially today when we all have so much going on, that we're bombarded with information and feeling like we have to complete all these things during the day. I am so guilty of that. And just reading this to you has made me realize, oh, I need to listen to my own posts. It really resonates with me today. Life is crazy. Life is bombarding us with so much information. And we have this idea that we have to accomplish so much. And also, we don't trust our inner voice. And that's, I think, where we need to practice and begin to trust it. Just take a few deep breaths and see how much that calms you. I know I can easily just start thinking about the same thing over and over again and going down that rabbit hole of beating myself up or thinking I should have, why didn't I, all those sorts of things that we do to ourselves. So if you can just listen to your inner voice, just take a break. I think truly just not even thinking about things for a while really helps to clear your head. You know that. You go outside for a walk and your head clears. We all have the answers to our questions. We all know what to do. It's just a matter of trusting the messages. So trust yourself. Know that you are so worthy and you are so important. Your life matters. Think about this, pray on this if you need to, and just find some joy in your life today. Even if it's just looking at the birds, looking at the deer, looking at a baby smiling down the street, whatever, find some joy because you deserve it. Thank you for listening. Till next week. Bye-bye.